And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're back in the Marty 1090 studios with Captain Brian Sims from the Royal Star. We're going to have a great show. Talking fishing here, long-range fishing, big fish fishing, and there's fish to talk about. You stay tuned to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. The offshore fishing around San Diego seems to keep getting better every year, and next season should be no exception. The same is true when it comes to Ford trucks. They just keep getting better, too. In fact, the new Ford Super Duty has just been named Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. It's the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. If you've got a big boat to move around, look no further. Super Duty beats the competition hands down in both conventional towing and fifth wheel towing. Plus, the new Super Duty is built with high-strength aluminum alloy body panels that won't rust ever. For folks like us that launch a lot of boats, that's a pretty big deal. Continuous improvements and innovations have made F-Series pickups the best-selling trucks in America for 40 years in a row, ever since disco and 8-track cassettes were all the rage. So whether you've got an eye on the built Ford Tough F-150, or you need the extra muscle of the new Ford Super Duty, you'll find what you need at your Ford dealer. Go to buyfordnow.com to learn more, or stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's time for the spectacular 41st Annual Fred Hall Show, March 23rd to the 26th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Hundreds of booths, acres of boats, over 200 seminars presented by Cousins Tackle. Hundreds of kayaks and stand-up paddle boards. The Diamond Bass Tank, the Accurate Fishing Saltwater Tank, Hobie Kayak Fishing Seminars, Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the San Diego Ford Dealers Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, archery, target shooting, free dive, fly casting, kids casting, and so much more. Kids free, kids fish free. Join CCA Cal and get in free. Come and share in the legacy of the Fred Hall Shows as we celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and outdoor recreation at San Diego's number one show. The Fred Hall Show, March 23rd to the 26th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by Progressive. Details at fredhall.com.
It's a whale of a show.
Yamaha's Choose Reliability sales event is on. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and receive either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends March 31st, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes. Introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available soon at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 in the Shimano booth at the Fred Hall Shows and coming soon to your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. The best part about Fred Hall show coming, going, is not the fact that we're, you know, I'm always bummed that we don't get to see the Long Beach show, but it means fishing season's here. You know, that is the kickoff to it. And in true fashion, Fred Hall show goes, next thing you know, there's local yellowtail to be had, all of a sudden there's rumors of bluefin, then there's a little confirmation of bluefin, and then there's things that are going. Yeah, exactly. Like every year, once that Fred Hall show comes and goes, all of a sudden, like, boop, here it is, fishing season. It's time.
Yeah, pretty awesome. And what a show it was, huh?
Oh, my gosh. It was the... I feel like it's a broken record. You say it every year, but, you know, biggest and the best gets thrown every time. This was, for sure. This was the biggest and the best show I think they've ever done, just from how smooth everything went, how great the show was, all the seminars, all the everything. On our side, as a retailer with the tackle store, it was, the, you know, fantastic. Sales were awesome. Fun to see all the people. Just everything about that show was perfect.
And I got a note from Bart Hall this morning that they're killing it in Bakersfield right
now.
Awesome.
Oh, that's going on right now.
Yesterday.
Yeah, right. Excellent.
Bakersfield. I'm sure we'll hear from him later on in the show. But, yeah, great to have that behind us. And the good news is, Ricky, shows went off great. The broadcast, great live broadcast, and there's
smooth.
No time change. But stay
so
tuned
sweet.
For next year because it happens next year. Sorry,
we
about
don't
that.
Have to worry about that
yeah.
though. That's
but we have
away.
To worry about it tonight. So
yeah, we got to worry about it a little bit. It's a lot easier not
so don't
being at the show.
Don't forget the. I guess they call it Spring Ahead tonight. So we'll be on at 7 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time tomorrow morning with Captain Ryan Bostian. So just a little quick reminder there.
That'll be fun.
This should be fun.
Speaking of fun.
Captain Brian Sims is here from the Royal Star. Good morning.
So Brian.
Good morning, Pete, Ricky.
You were there up in Long Beach. How did the show go for the Royal Star?
You know, for the Royal Star, it was a great show. Saw lots of guys that we've already seen, talked to lots of guys that haven't been out, and answered a lot of questions about what's going on both with the big fish and with this local fishing that's going to be coming up this summer. And you're right, that's the kickoff to the new season.
Yeah, and what do you think? This summer is going to be a bomber.
It looks really, really good from the early signs. There's yellowtail on the beach down below. There's that bluefin that's down below. Rumors of some stuff outside of here already. Water temps coming back to normal. Maybe that A-fish. It's been a
the
pattern.
The one with those long fins?
Those are the ones. It's been a pattern that I've seen, you know, through my career. I've been through three El Nino cycles now, and every year at the tail end of the El Nino cycle, those albacore come back in just a little bit. And then the following year is when we get down to business, and there's that stuff comes in volume, in mass.
That'd be so cool.
Oh,
that'd
be
so
amazing,
cool.
Huh?
Oh, I'm so fired up to catch those things. I haven't seen them in a long time.
Yeah.
And they are really, really fun fish to catch.
Yeah, water conditions are right. But already rumors and, like you say, a confirmation of bluefin in the area, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, there is. That bluefin's around. You know, we've seen it coming and going on the longer trips. We've seen it down the coast a couple hundred miles. So we've known that it's been around, and it pops up on the nice weather days. And we've definitely had a few nice weather days and a few not-so-nice weather days this winter coming up with all the rain in Southern California.
Boy, this past week was just gorgeous, though.
So. Oh.
Yeah.
This feels like it's already summer.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And another
so nice.
Week of it coming up here, so things could change.
Nice. Yeah, well, all things are warming up, and here comes the summer. And here comes all that fish moving up the coast, and rumors of it outside of here already.
Yeah, that's a good thing. So, of course, Captain Tim Ekstrom's on the Royal Star heading back to drop the passengers off in Cabo right now?
Yeah, he's on his way to Cabo. He's just finishing up a 17-day trip. It's 11 days, fly down, fly back, out of Cabo San Lucas. They went out, fished that area around Clarion Island. They went out to the bank and had some pretty good fishing out there with some nice-sized fish.
Nice.
Not a lot of big, giant ones, but they got a handful of 200-pounders and some of that fish in that 170 to 190 class. So they put together a nice trip out there. The beautiful thing about this trip for Tim was that he had this nice weather.
Yeah.
Right.
So he had nice weather throughout the trip.
Because as a whole, it hasn't been fantastic. So always nice to have that nice flatness out there.
It's nice to get that one trip where it's just, it's a nice weather trip the whole time. We've had, you know, had to deal with a little bit of wind. We haven't had any trips where it's been windy and rough the whole trip. But we've had spots of it where, you know, two day wind events, 3 day wind events in the middle of your 6 or 7 days worth of fishing. So it breaks it up, but nice to get one that's just flat.
No kidding, yeah.
You guys do a lot of variety in the longer trips that you do. Some ride down, fly home. Some fly down, fly home. Some ride down, ride back. All those things. For a guy that's new and getting into that kind of fishing, what's the better trip? Is there a better trip for a guy that's new? Is there advantage to riding the boat down or back? Is it just 100% schedule related? How do all those long trips?
You know, it really depends on the individual, and the reason we offer them all is because, you know, for an individual guy, it just depends on what he can do and how much time he can get away from work and family and vacation and all of that. For a guy going on his first trip, You know, I would either do a ride down, ride back, or a ride down, fly back. That gives a guy who's new to the boat 3 days, 3.5 days with the crew.
Mm-hmm.
If you're riding down to those spots, to work on his knots, to work on his connections, to see what the guys are looking at, to work on hand-picking a bait, because the guys have nothing but time on their hands. I mean, we've got some rigging and things to get squared away before we start fishing. But you can go through so many of the fine elements on a one-on-one basis with a crew member who spends his entire, you know, the entire year down there or the entire season down there. And most of these, the guys that work for us, they've all been there 3, 4, 8 years, 10 years, you know, because we don't have a lot of turnover. So you're getting that kind of experience on a one-on-one basis. What a great opportunity for someone going down to do it the first time to shorten that learning curve.
It's like going to the university of fishing, for sure, especially being on a quality operation like the Royal Star. Every time I go, whether I go every year or whatever, I learn something new every year because it changes, too. That's the thing that people need to realize. If you learned long-range fishing 10 years ago, it's so different than it is today.
It's a completely different ballgame, and Spectra has changed it. The quality of the reels, just the engineering that goes into those reels is absolutely amazing. The power that comes out of those things these days has completely changed how we pull on fish and how we land them. You know, the rod technology with the faster recoils and the longer rods and stiffer bends and moving toward more towards fish in the rail, it is. It's a different ballgame. Fluorocarbon, you know, with that Blackwater, it's unbelievable for us. We don't chew off fish. I mean, I remember 25 years ago when I started long-range fishing, everything was mono. Everything was a bimini so that you had two lines going to the hook. And you still chafed off, you know, maybe 30% of your fish. So now you fish fluorocarbon. It's a little bit harder. They can't see it. They don't chew it off. You're fishing a single line, so you can actually fish heavier, but the fish see it as lighter because they don't see it at all. You get more bites. The hooks themselves, to fish a sardine, moving to circle hooks that are stronger but don't snap, the advances in the tackle have just changed how much of that fish we can hook and how much of that fish we land once we do hook it.
And it makes it more fun, too.
It's always more fun when you get them, Pete.
Yeah. no doubt about it. Now, one of the highlights of long-range fishing is wahoo. People love catching wahoo, including myself and Ricky. And wahoo fishing, even the techniques and challenges with that have changed.
Wahoo fishing, you know, that's the adrenaline rush.
No doubt.
We're working hard. We're waiting to get our big tuna bite. We're fishing these giants. Okay, guys, we got a little break. We're going to go shake it up and inject a little bit of adrenaline into your bloodstream. So, yeah, the wahoo are there, and they're fun. The way things have changed in wahoo fishing, you know, there's this new trend to go fish heavy fluorocarbon as opposed to wire. And it gets bit, and it's really effective. You know, you might get 10%, 15% bite-offs, but you probably got 10% bite-offs with wire anyway, just because they got it in the right spot in their teeth. That fluorocarbon, you get more bites. You know, then that's fishing a bait. You get more bites, and you land just the same number of fish. What's beautiful is you can get away.
With a circle hook or a regular hook?
No, with a J-hook.
With a J-hook.
Oh, I really don't like circle hooks for wahoo.
Okay.
You get a few of them on them, it works. But you have to drag it around their mouth, and a lot of those heavier fluorocarbons, they're harder, have some pretty good memory to them, so they like to spring that hook and throw it out of their mouth. You want a J-hook so you can drive it and set it.
So when you say heavy fluorocarbon with the bait, what's heavy fluorocarbon?
Heavy fluorocarbon, 100-pound, 130-pound.
Oh, okay.
And in the same length that you would fish a wire leader, you know, 18 to 24 inches.
Okay, all right.
And
cool.
You know, a lot of guys, if they're fishing a softer rod with a bait, are still fishing that straight to the Spectra. So there's no stretch in that system, so they'll fish a longer, softer rod, so the rod is the shock absorption in the system. But when they wind down to set that hook, you wind down pointing the rod at the fish, and it's straight with no stretch to that hook. It's instantly driven right in. You got them.
What a great tip.
It's cool.
That's a hot tip. Yeah, that's a good one, for sure. So when you're going on a Let's Talk Hookup trip, 11-day fly down, fly back, how many rods and reels do you really need to fish those areas?
I'm going to step outside for a quick second. I don't want to be a part of this conversation.
You mean the tackle shop?
Yeah, no, trust me. I mean, when you said need, because there's a difference between need and what some of us bring, so I'm going to just step outside so I don't feel bad about myself right now.
I'm a couple months away, but I'm already thinking about what do I need
to
get, right?
Okay, so here you go. Bare bones basics. For tuna fishing, you need 3 heavy outfits. Everything with 130 Spectra, at least 2 50-size reels, and if you want, either a third 50-size reel or you can get away with a 30-size reel. Now, personally, I like to bring a backhoe to dig the swimming pool. as opposed to doing it with a shovel, but you know that's up to the individual. That's me. You know, I see the landing percentages, and I like the big reels. So, three heavy tuna outfits, 130-pound Spectra, so that you can fish either 130 and 200s, or 100 and 230s.
Okay.
And that way, you're completely covered. You get in a tangle, you lose a top shot. You got two more rigs to go to.
Good call.
So that covers your tuna fishing. For wahoo fishing,
you don't
fishing,
want to fish anything less than that. When you're targeting that big fish,
you can, and you can change it once you're down there if you've got three outfits, if you see the need. But you don't want to start out with that because you never know what's around until you get really comfortable. After you've been there for 2-3 days, you know how much of that big fish is around. You don't know how much might be moving in. But no, I wouldn't start out with anything lighter than that.
Okay. All right. Good hint.
As just a basic. For your wahoo fishing, I would say two outfits, one that you can fish bait on and one that you're going to fish the bomb and jig on. And with today's tackle and that fluorocarbon, you know, I would fish a jig on just straight Spectra with a 5 or 6 foot piece of 80 or 100 pound fluorocarbon. Why put more connections in the system? Why put a wire leader on it? Why put anything else? It's working really, really well. The beauty of that is after that wahoo takes its first run, you tighten the drag up and you wind them in. And you land a huge percentage. You know, we had a lot of sharks around Alejos this year, and the guys that stepped up to that little bit of heavier tackle, the sharks weren't even an issue for them. And the guys that were still fishing old-school 40-pound and 38-pound single-strand wire, unfortunately, they were feeding the tax man a bit.
Yeah. So
two wahoo rigs, one for casting and one for live bait fishing. And then you're going to want to one very light bait outfit for catching bait.
When you say very light, what's very light?
20 or 25 pound test, 8 foot, very light tipped rod, and some kind of small, comfortable, lightweight reel that you can hold on to. Something like, say, a Trinidad 14A.
Okay.
I mean, that's my personal favorite. On a very light 8 or 8.5 foot rod, something with a lot of tip.
Something you fish calico bass, anchovy type thing with at home.
Anchovy, small tuna at home. Exactly. That kind of outfit. And that's for catching tube mackerel.
And that's all you need.
That's all you need because you can take your wahoo bait rig and you can fish salamis if you're fishing that bigger mackerel and you need to move them because there's some sharks around or whatever. But that's it. So, I mean, you're talking about 6 rods to go down to the islands and have the trip of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Perfect.
When you're talking salamis, you're not talking gallo, right?
I'm not talking gallo. Yes, we all love that when we're camping, but
yeah.
No, salami mackerel that are down around there. We use them, you know,
those are big mackerel.
2 to 3 pound mackerel that we're putting on big hooks and big gear for live bait.
And you're using like a 2-hook sabiki type rig.
2-hook sabiki and usually 10 or 12 ounces of sinker.
Yeah.
You know, that tends to keep things straight. Sometimes they're really deep, sometimes they're not, but you want that sinker to get down when they are, and a lot of times they're down 120, 150 feet.
Okay.
Yeah, cool.
That's the coolest fishing.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
So much fun. Something
when
so cool about
when you get a bite, you know it's going to be something good.
Oh, when you're fishing a salami for a bait.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you get a bite, it's something big enough to eat a 3-pound bait in one bite. Here
yeah.
you go.
Yeah. Gotta love it, for sure. Hey, as you can hear, I have a great show lined up for you today. Wealth of knowledge here with Captain Brian Sims on the Royal Star, and we haven't even ventured into summer fishing yet, or Guadalupe fishing.
Exactly. So much to cover, so much great info, and talk about the guy to do it with. We are going to have a great show today, tons of information and tons of great time, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, there's two ways that you can reach us, and the phone lines are already packing up. First phone line you want to get through, it's open right now. It's our local number. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or you can try us on that toll-free number. That one's already getting packed up as well, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only talking to Captain Brian Sims of the Royal Star all morning long, taking your phone calls, catch reports, great information. We have also got a couple of great prizes for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. That's a 3-quarter-day trip to go fishing aboard the beautiful Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. I know they're going yellowtail fishing the Coronado Islands this weekend. Right now, as a matter of fact, the boat's on their way down to the Yellowtail Grounds, hopefully load up on the local trip. So, again, somebody's got to go fishing on a three-quarter day trip aboard the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing and get themselves two tickets to go check out the Fred Hall Del Mar Show, which is coming up March 23rd through the 26th, right around the corner.
Yeah, next week. Next week after next.
Exactly.
Yeah, because this is Saturday.
One week in between.
Yeah, indeed.
Going to be a lot of fun. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great fishing information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must-see this year, and the deals will be unmatched. Check out the most complete selection of Costa sunglasses ever. This is your chance to find the perfect pair of Costas, and when you buy at the show, receive a free gift. Everyone knows that Costa has the best eyewear for fishermen, and you can see them all at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Come visit our greatest booth ever, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, if you want to get through, have your shot at winning those tickets to go fishing or tickets to go to the Fred Hall Show and your chance to go fishing on the Liberty and, better yet, your chance to talk to Captain Brian Sims of the Royal Star. The only line that's still open, toll-free, 877-792-1090.
All right. If you want to get through, there is your chance. Absolutely Great guest here with Captain Brian Sims, wealth of knowledge. Fish, both Ricky and I fish with him many, many times and always learn something new from him, for sure. So let's jump into the phone.
I want to just exactly reiterate exactly what you said earlier, and you touched on it about how it's going with those guys is a university and you learn something new every day. I work in a tackle store for a living. That's what I do every day, and every time I go on that boat, I feel exactly the same way. You know, as soon as you walk off the boat, there's nothing like those guys that do it every single day. And, you know, you talked about utilizing the crew. That's the biggest tip anybody could give anybody, and that is so the case. I mean,
it's like, well, shoot, I don't know as much as I thought I did.
It's just, I mean, there's just nothing like, you know, it's like playing baseball all day and then going to the, you know, going to the World Series. Like, it operates at the highest level.
Yeah.
Pretty darn cool.
I mean, my two bits on that, that's a mutual respect, because the guys that work in the tackle shops, they are so up on the blank numbers, the rod numbers, this reel. You know, we know how to use it, but a guy calls me on the phone and says, hey, I'm looking for this rod, and I'm looking at this blank, and I'm going, can I see it bend?
Yeah.
Hold on. Call Ricky in the tackle shop, because that guy knows that end of it.
Yeah. Exactly, for sure.
Well, phones are packed. I know everybody's excited to talk to Gerby. Why don't we do that? Let's talk to Matt, who's calling us from La Mesa this morning. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for getting us started off.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Gerby.
Morning, Matt.
Hey, Guadalupe 2017, how is it looking? And how many boats have permits to get in there this year?
You know, the how's it looking, I don't know. Nobody's been down there for a while. It was looking very good the last time I was there in January. Normal water temps, I'm hoping for a normal year. Normal means very good, because that tuna fish moves in, that big yellowtail is around. I'm actually thinking that the yellowtail fishing will be better there than it was last year. You know, we got them in spots, but we didn't get them consistently. I'm thinking we're going to get some more consistent yellowtail fishing, and that tuna should still be there. As far as the how many boats have permits, I can't answer that, because I don't know. The permit process hasn't happened. So nobody has them in hand. The same three that have the deal that we all have should get the renewals, and if the new boats got through the process and got in, they'll have their permits, you know, at the same time once they're issued from Mexico.
How does that affect fishing at Guadalupe Island, having more boats there?
You know, it's yet to be seen. We haven't fished it for 6-7 years with the entire fleet down there, and, you know, three boats... We saw a little bit of effect on how it was biting towards the tail end of the season, so that pressure was having some effect on the fish that was there. If it turns out that the three boats who supposedly have gotten through the process are in there, six boats, I don't know. It's yet to be seen how much fish moves in there this year, how much it bites, and how much new fish continues to move in while we're fishing throughout the season. So it's one of those gray area unanswerables.
You've spent a lot of days at the Loop, obviously, before and now again, that you're, the Royal Star is able to fish in there. The fishing seem better, different? I mean, do you think it was better because it had so many years off with no pressure? Was it just purely a matter of great weather conditions and great fish recruitment? You know, I mean, like, was the break what made it good, or was it just because we've had such phenomenal fishing these last couple of years?
I think that it was... I don't think the break did much for it. We're just catching pelagics at those places.
Right.
They come in, they move out, they're in there, and they go. I think the water conditions have been absolutely epic in there. That island is completely loaded up with bait, so the food supply is there for them. And with the tuna being basically absent from Alejos and this warm water, I think all that fish that used to go into Alejos is up at Guadalupe. So that's what's really loading up that island, is that you've got two bodies of fish, one that used to go to Guadalupe and one that used to go to the island. Or Alejos, excuse me. So you're putting both of those groups of fish together at Guadalupe, and I think a little bit of that fish is some of that bigger yellowfin that was caught local. I think it just slid up offshore and came up here. You know, you hear about the stray 80-pound yellowfin caught up here last summer. I think that's fish that would have been at Guadalupe or came up from Guadalupe.
That's an interesting perspective and makes such a good call. Like you say, Alejos was always the spot where you would... You know, you would go and have a shot at a wahoo, and that's where your chance at a 100-pounder was on a relatively shorter trip. And that just hasn't been a thing for the last couple seasons.
Exactly. And your chance right now for a 100-pounder at Guadalupe, at least the last 2-3 years, it's been phenomenal.
That's cool.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Brian. He's calling us from Claremont this morning. Good morning, Brian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I just have a quick question. I don't know if you guys can tell or... What, but do you think the albacore are going to show up this year?
Crystal ball.
crystal ball. Hold on, let me bust out the lotto numbers first, and then we'll get Albacore.
Exactly.
An honest opinion, and it's just an opinion. I think we're going to see some this year. I really do. I've seen it, you know, three times in my career. I've watched us go through this El Nino where the albacore has been gone, and post El Nino we catch a few albacore, a little bit smaller size typically, but we see the scattering and the fish start to come back in and come through for a little bit. The following year, that's when we start to see the volume and we can go out and really do some business.
And that seems to be the consensus among some of the more knowledgeable skippers like yourself, is that they we're going to see albacore this year.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I mean, part of running a sport boat, part of fishing in general is looking for patterns that repeat themselves. So, you know, you go back and you keep your logs and you go through it, but you look for that pattern, and that's the pattern that we've seen for the prior two.
Right.
Or at least the prior two within my career. You know, I'd love to talk to Steve Loomis and get his opinion. I mean, a guy that really spent 40, 50 years on the water, to see what he thought about it. But that's, you know, that's my opinion for what I've seen.
For sure. Well, we think we're going to see bluefin again because we're already seeing
them. I would say a bluefin is definite. Yeah, that's already happened.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a good news.
It would be such a fun fish and be such a fun thing for all, like you say, for the personal reasons, first and foremost, because we all want to go catch them because it's a fun thing to go do. And it's such a different and fun fishing. You know, I mean, the way that we catch them in a sport boat certainly has evolved, like everything else with sonar and everything else. But such a fun private boat fish, too. It's one of the few things, private boat fishing. I mean, certainly you use your eyeballs like you do everything else, but it's fun to troll around and get jig strikes and hear the clicker go off and then get bait stops. And it's a very fun fish to catch, and it's aggressive, and there's so much new blood in the industry, or people that are, you know, that, you know, over the lulls maybe backed off on fishing that are into it again. It'd be fun for that. And there's a generation of people who have never, you know, who are way crazy, avid, love to go on fishing that have never been fishing since there've been albacore. You know, I mean, if you're in your teens and 20s, you weren't up and fishing into it when there was a good albacore season. I mean, it'll be a lot of fun if and when it happens, and I'm with you guys, man. I think it will too, man. It's going to be so cool.
Whether it's this year or next year, it'll happen.
Yeah, it will happen.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're coming back for sure. I mean, you're right. There's a lot of kids. You know, I see that around the landing now. There's a lot more kids fishing. It's
totally.
Like it's come back to in vogue. It's cool again to go fishing.
You bet it is. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. We hope it all comes true. That does free up 877-792-1090 open right now. Now, speaking of bluefin, I don't know if you guys had a chance to spend any time reading the new bite journal that Brandon Hayward came out with.
So
did you
great.
See that picture of that bluefin school from the air, the 700-pounders or 600-pounders from years back?
Coolest.
That was one of the coolest photos I've ever seen.
There is so much rad photography in that thing. I don't know if you're talking about the one where you can just see like a giant, you know, what from the boat was just a big breezer, and then all of a sudden when you're up above, you can see these giant torpedoes going through the water.
Yeah.
I don't know if that one was cooler or that ridiculous airplane shot of one of those Nat Geo foamers that was going on every year. But, like, how a guy can take a photo like that, giant, giant foamer, and then you can see every individual fish in the school. It must have been just like the perfect scenario of clarity, sun, water condition, photo, focus. Like, everything about that thing is just sick. I probably looked at that stupid picture for 20 minutes.
It was an article about Carl Sabonis, one of the great fish spotters of all time, and one of that was a photo that he had taken and, you know, becoming one of the not only a great fish spotter but an amazing photographer too from the air.
That was
that's incredible. I haven't seen it.
Oh,
Brandon handed me some at the show and I just haven't had a chance to get through it. This show was so busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty neat stuff. So check it out, the new Bite Journal.
It was such a cool article about how he was a fisherman first and then a fish spotter, you know, I mean,
right.
Like, and you know how what a difference it was having, you know, fish sense and then being in the seat of a plane instead of the opposite, you know, being in a plane and then, okay, well, there's something. I mean, to know what you're looking for and giving him the leg up, just it, as all the articles in the Bite, it was just more in-depth than you're used to reading. So rad.
Yeah, those fish spotters are not only good fish spotters, they're also pretty amazing fishermen, too.
Yeah.
They have a passion for it. Hey, here's an amazing fisherman that is putting together an event here. His friends have put together an event for Captain Clowers. It's the Captain Clowers Bay Bass Shootout. It's a fundraiser charity event to benefit Captain Al, who's suffering through some cancer issues right now and trying to pay some bills. And as you know, when you're a fishing guide, you don't make a lot of money and you don't have much insurance. because you don't make a lot of money. So Catmel needs some help. And it's a kayak division. Entry fee is $50. Boat division is $100. It's going to be a Bay Bass tournament, and it's going to be April 9th at 7 a.m., weigh in at 1 o'clock. It's going to be down at Tidelands Avenue in Pepper Park down in National City. If you want to go, check out just give a call to Chris Blackwell at 619-302-3379, or you can contact Jeremy Wright at 793-8051. Also, all the benefit Captain Clowers and help him through his struggle with this cancer issue.
Al Clower, such a rad dude.
Yeah,
always one of those guys that gives to everybody. And he was involved in events like this that were always benefiting other people. So what a deserving guy to have something like that for him. I know we got entry forms at the Tackle Store Fisherman's Landing, definitely.
Right.
And what a cool event.
Indeed, yeah. So check it out. Go help out Al and have a good time and win some money, too. There's going to be a great a number of tackle stores and landings and manufacturers have put ponied up for this is great. So there's going to be some great prizes.
Very worthy.
Speaking of great dudes, it's the Cast Man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours.
What's up, Cast Man?
Hey, man. Suffering from a little sinus and head cold, whatever the hell you call it that's going around. I seem to, that's about the only thing I can catch right now.
We need to get south then.
Yeah, definitely got to get some warm weather, but it looks like it's going to be a nice weekend up here in Orange County. But, everything's going good. You know, after the Fred Hall show, got some good phone calls and getting a few bookings, so looking good for that. But fishing down in the Cabo area, you know, they're definitely in winter mode, and I don't know what's going on with the striped marlin. They definitely should be in there thicket this time of year, but they're only scratching just a few striped marlin there. Everybody's kind of gone to bottom fishing mode, getting good catches of amberjack mixed in with some yellows, red snapper, cabrilla, and most of those high spots up inside the Sea of Cortez around Punta Gorda are producing some really good bottom fish counts. So that's such a good highlight right now. But God, the mystery of the striped marlin, where are they? Who knows? They might be up at Mag Bay, off those offshore banks there. Down in Mazatlan, they're getting a few striped marlin, occasional sailfish there. Inshore has been pretty good for a variety of, bottom fish and snappers and so forth. And it seems like about the only place really going off right now is down in Sapa Zihuatanejo. They found some pretty good schools of tuna out about 15 miles where the clear blue water's at. Hardly any billfish there, which is another thing that's really unusual for this time of year. But they are, they do get occasional sail and maybe a blue marlin, but main thing is tuna there, and of course along the beaches, along the surf line there, it's been really, really good for the roosters and those big jacks there in that area. And of course, we're starting to get into that late winter spring mode up in the Sea of Cortez there, up around Loreto. Some pretty good yellowtail fishing starting to pick up there. Some nice fish up to 25 pounds, fishing the usual spots, San Bruno, Coronado Island. It still seems like things are really starting to pick up there. It looks like it might be a pretty good yellowtail season there. But that's a report for this week, guys. Just a shout-out that I've got enough. I've got one more or even two spots left for our Christmas Island trip, June 20 to 27. Anybody wants to join us on that fabulous trip? Panama trip mid-July. Same thing there. Got about six spots there, and it's kind of unusual, Pete, Ricky, is we've got some couples going this time, now to Tennessee, and guys are taking their wives, girlfriends, on the trip, which I think is pretty cool.
It's a great trip.
Perfect trip for that.
And what a value. I can't believe you can do it for that price, Castman.
Yeah, $14.49 plus airfare, and that's going to include, seven nights, five nights out at Tennessee, first and last night, Panama City. I was able to get all the meals included on that particular trip, and going to have 4 days panga fishing over there. And of course, all the ground transfers. I use Dimas, who has got a 28 passenger bus, and he'll be with us the entire time. And so it's going to be a fabulous trip. Good time of year, peak time to be down in Tennessee and get into the tuna and the wahoo and. There's billfish down there, and it's, like I say, for a Panama trip, it is definitely a bargain. But anyway, want to join us on any of those trips, give me a call at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.cassdewars.com. And talk to you guys next Saturday.
And by the way, Cass, I posted the correct information for our Lake El Salto trip in February next year. I can't believe there's only 6 spots left on that trip.
Yeah, it's just filling up quick, and I think I got 3 guys that are on the hook right now who said they get back to me this week. So
you better get on it.
Yeah, right.
Better get on it. Yeah, next year it's going to include 3.5 days of fishing, and you fly in and out of Culiacan to Billy Chapman Senior's place.
Gosh,
and much more seamless operation, and you spend all 4 nights right at the lodge there and get an extra half day of fishing in. So
yeah, that airfare on Valaris, man, it's like
crazy cheap.
Yeah, into Culiacan like $100 each way or something like that, you said?
No, round trip
for $100.
Yeah,
that's crazy. All right, Cass, man, appreciate the information. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds good, Pedro.
All right,
see you, Cass.
Cass, appreciate that. All right. One line open. You want to get through 877-792-1090. Let's jump into it.
You got it. How about we talk to D? He's calling us from Laguna Beach this morning. Good morning, D. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, you guys. Brian, I know this may be a hard question for you because of all your experience of fishing, but what is one or two of the most unusual things you've ever seen, something that's so uncommon that most people don't even know about, the most unusual things you've ever seen in fishing?
Unusual
on the spot.
I mean that puts you really on the spot. I mean, there's so much over the years that you see that you just, because you spend so much time on the water, you run into it. Unusual. Let's see. We did see unusual. We saw some killer whales down outside of Clarion in March one year.
Really?
Yeah, loose pod of killer whales, and they were actually going after a humpback baby.
No way.
So we saw the commotion going on. We went over there, and they got it. They had it. They were dragging it. The mother was coming in and charging through, and they were dragging it, and they'd drop it and run when the mother came through. But eventually they finally won, and that pod all ate. So that was pretty wild.
That is wild.
Pretty impressive to see nature at work,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, totally.
You know, a little bit brutal, but just amazing. You can't take your eyes off it, kind of thing.
Sure. I know this isn't unusual, but as, you know, and I only say it as you think, but those fin whale bait ball schools that we had years ago when it was like bluefin, when you'd see giant meatballs of anchovy and the fin whales going through them, I got to witness with you guys. Is about the coolest thing I can remember seeing.
Yeah, those are amazing. I know we saw that one year. We had Brutus whales going up through mackerel balls. And, you know, we were in skiffs at the time, fishing marlin with some fly guys. And you'd have these Brutus whales come out of the water vertical with mackerel falling out of their mouths.
That's so cool, dude.
20 feet from the skiff, and you're just going, ah! you were hoping a Brutus whale? It's one of the other say whales.
Yeah. Wow, amazing. That's the thing about the ocean. There's always amazing sights to see.
That's cool.
Hey, Dee, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's time to talk about great reels from Shimano. And I got to tell you, the sensation at the Fred Hall Long Beach show was the Trenx 300.
Oh, my God. So well received, you know, from the tackle side standpoint. It wasn't a surprise to us. The reel was brand new, redesigned from the ground up, new gearing, all of the features that Shimano puts into the reel, which
are HEG technology,
endless.
The X-Ship, incredible cranking power, and the new core protection water resistance, unbelievable stuff.
And the price, to be honest with you, we assumed when that reel came out it was going to be priced about $100 more than we thought it was going to be, and not. Very affordable for an extreme high-end reel.
Yeah, indeed. And the good news is Shimano is shipping, and they should be available at the Fred Hall Del Mar show.
We'll have every single model available at Del Mar show. Who knows how long it'll last, because they went crazy at Long Beach. But when the start of Del Mar, we'll have every single one, every reel, under $300.
Which is the one they want, everybody wanted?
Surprisingly, I thought it was going to be the 300 Power Gear. That's what I thought was going to be the steal of the show. It was the 400 HG. That was the craziest one, but they were so good they all went.
Hey, check it out at your local Shimano dealer, the new Trenx.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must-see this year, and the deals will be unmatched. Check out the most complete selection of Shimano products. Talica, Trinidad, Torium, Terramar, Terez, Stella, Twin Power, Saragossa, Power Pro, Tackle Bags, and the all-new exciting Trenx 300 and 400 size reels. Come visit our greatest booth ever, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best Major League Baseball coverage is right here.
Deep and very gone. A blast to left field.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones have been packed this morning. If you want to get through, we had two lines open up during the break. Great opportunity at 877-792-1090. Not only your chance to talk to Captain Brian Sims, but also to go fishing aboard the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing and score two tickets to the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar.
Boy, I saw the Liberty cruising around yesterday. What a beautiful
boat. They did such a good job.
Yeah, man. And Taro was up the Long Beach show, had his own booth there and talking to people. It's a great operation.
That thing is going to kick some pretty serious butt, man. Taro is really good fisherman. And there was, you know, between Frank and Tim and Dean Adams and all the fishing minds that went into redoing that. I mean, Liberty was a nice boat when they got it, and then you take people that have spent their lives building boats and building successful fishing operations and have them put the pencil to paper on how they're going to draw it and build that thing perfect, and they did it, man. I know that no expense was spared, and there was no lack of information and forethought when they put that boat together, and it shows. The thing is beautiful.
Yeah, it's gorgeous inside and out.
Yeah, it is so reminiscent of a long range boat. When you get, it's a 3/4 day boat. Yeah. I mean, it's a 3/4 day boat. And you walk inside giant heads and showers and bunks, and it's just, man, it's such a cool ride.
Nice ride. Hey, and if you want to get through, have a chance to go fishing aboard the Liberty for free on Let's Talk Hook Up here, and two tickets to go see the Fred Hall Del Mar show on March 23rd through 26th, 877-792-1090, open right now. Hey, let's head up to Pyramid Lake right now and talk to a guy I met up at the Long Beach show, Nick Jackson. Good morning, Nick.
Morning. Hey, how's it going?
Great. I met you through Frank at His and Her Fly Shop. Frank, one of the great fly fishing experts there, who said, you got to meet Nick because I know you like fishing Pyramid Lake. And that's what you do. You guide people up on that amazing fishery, right?
Yes, yeah. I guide out on Pyramid Lake. I live on the lake, and, you know, the fishing's been really good. The water temp's starting to get into the mid-40s, so it's going to start rolling into spawn season here, and the fish are starting to really school up.
Wow.
As the water temp gets into, like, you know, between 45 and 55, that's really when you start hearing of the massive numbers and big fish getting caught.
What's
I know yesterday out on the water, there's an 18-pounder caught right next to me.
Oh, I was just going to say,
that's
what's a big
crazy.
One? That's a big
that's
one,
crazy.
Too. And this
giant.
Is a, I've fished this a couple times, and it is just an amazing fishery. It is the coldest I've ever been in my entire life. It's like Arctic time. But the payoff is unbelievable. You basically, it's the famous ladder fishing, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. You know, it was funny yesterday. It was, we're in a heat wave right now. It was almost 70 degrees out here yesterday.
Oh, nice.
That'll work.
Nice.
So, I can live with that.
Yeah, I can handle that.
The morning time was slow fishing. Everybody that I talked to at 1 o'clock, they're like, we haven't caught anything. I had a half day. And after 1 o'clock, it turned on. It was gangbusters. But, you know, and there wasn't even a breath of wind, which out here at Pyramid Lake, that's the kiss of death. So.
And it was still biting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it wasn't biting in the morning. They're, you know, what the fish are doing is they're schooling up right now. And when they come in, it, you know, everybody's hooking up. When they're out, nobody's hooking up.
Yeah. The worst the condition, I learned this from Captain Bruce Smith of the Fortune, because he's a big addict up there, and I know you know Bruce, and he hangs, spends a lot of time up there. He's probably up there right now, in fact. that the worse the conditions, the better the fishing, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You're if you can book your trip around a storm, that's the best thing you can do. I've had guys say, oh, I don't think I'm going to go out. It's blowing, you know, they're calling for 70-mile-an-hour gusts out there. I'm like, well, I'm going to be out there because that's a lot better time to catch a big fish than it is, you know, when you're in your T-shirt.
Yeah, you have to be prepared.
I just don't want one that bad.
I'm telling you, though, dude.
I'm in for T-shirt fishing.
I'm telling you, if you try it, it's
addictive.
Addictive.
I believe that.
Absolutely addictive because these fish are gigantic.
Yeah.
I mean, an 18-pound trout.
That is just crazy to me.
Unbelievable. And and you can catch multiples. I mean, there's a lot of chances to catch fish, right, Nick?
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. You know, yesterday afternoon I had two guys, and between the two of them we had 30 fish to the net.
30?
No kidding. Whoa. No kidding.
And the small fish are big, right?
Yeah, they're like 18 to 24 inches. Those are small ones.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the small ones.
That's the little
ones. Yeah, and you know, they're getting super colored up, so they're looking really, really pretty.
Yeah, beautiful picture.
This is starting to sound better, Pete.
Yeah, right? You just have to have the right clothes. That's the key. Got to have multiple layers and be ready for pretty much anything. And, Nick, here's the cool thing about fishing with Nick, is you can fly up to Reno, rent a car, and Nick has everything. He's got the place to stay. He's got the deluxe ladders, which is another key to Pyramid.
Okay.
A regular ladder, you can do it, but that's hardcore. We
call those the backbreakers.
The back, absolutely. You're spending hours on those things. You've got actually, like, they're platforms, right?
Yeah. So they're fold-up ladders. They got wheels on them. And then they got a chair on top. So you get up on the platform. You can stand and fish if you want. When you want to sit down and rest. Can.
That's so rad.
No, you don't have to go to the shore.
Do they have a battery and an electric heater?
Yeah.
That's the
cable
next
TV.
Thing.
Sweet.
Work that
yeah, a little sonar coming off the front so you can see when the fish move in, know when to cast.
Yeah, I know with that new 3D.
That's really cool, Nick. That's very cool.
Yeah, so Nick, so tell us about the operation.
You
can take two people at a time, is that right?
You know, I can do up to four.
Okay.
And we do clinics too, which are, you know, about 120 a person, and I can do up to six then. And, it's a half day instructional and then then the second half of the day is all going over everything that you learn about Pyramid Lake. So we go over all the seasons and everything. So it's not just what we're doing today fishing wise. It's, you know, you're learning the whole flow of the lake throughout the Pyramid Lake fishing season.
And so,
also we do full day trips where, usually, you know, full day is 8 hours. I usually give the guys as long as they can last. Usually, that's about 8 hours.
That's really cool.
No doubt, because you're up there. To do it right, you have to be up before the sun's up, right?
Yes. Yeah. You know, midwinter, afternoon bites better, and that's what we're coming out of is the midwinter. So that's why yesterday at like 1 o'clock it really turned on. What we think is a lot of times that water warms up until the fish come in the afternoon to get out of that colder water. But usually, like in the spring, or once the water gets a little warmer, because right now we're in the mid-40s, once it gets a little warmer, those fish are going to be in early. And, you know, it gets a little crowded out here, and sometimes you want to get your spot. So, and that's usually only in the springtime. So we get out early, get your spot, and then you fish hard, take a break, and then get ready for that afternoon bite.
Fantastic. Well, if somebody wants to come up there, you'll take care of the tackle, the platform, the instruction, the whole deal. How do we get a hold of you if you want to come fish that amazing fishery for Lahontan cutthroat trout at Pyramid Lake?
You can contact me through my website at pyramidlakeguides.com. You can also find us on Facebook, and you can find us on Instagram. We update them weekly, if not every other day, if the fishing's really good. And it's going to get good here. It's just the beginning of a good fishing time.
Yeah, and having they closed it due to bad weather, right, for a month or something like that. So that would make it even better.
6 weeks.
The 6 weeks, yeah. So.
And so right now there are limited beach access. There's the north side, which is North Nets, Pelican, Separator, Wino, and Spider, and that's been the better fishing. Down south is still a little murky, and I have not heard of any good reports. My buddy was down there yesterday. His friend caught a brown trout in Pyramid Lake. I got Washington from the Truckee because of the high flows.
Wow, that's crazy.
But he said there's a lot of debris, and they only caught like two fish in the morning and late. And everything that I've heard, it's not been good for the south end of the lake.
Very good. Well, all right, Nick. Well, once again, website.
PyramidLakeGuides.com.
All right. Thanks, Nick.
That's cool, man.
Appreciate that. Look forward to coming up and going fishing with you up there. It's amazing fishery. All right.
Look forward to seeing
that. Yeah. It's an amazing fishery. You suffer.
You're being real right now. It's cold.
It's cold. And it's like, you sit out there and you go, what the hell am I doing right now, right?
Yeah, and then you hook one.
And then you hook a 10-pounder,
yeah.
Right? And you go, okay, that's what I did.
Yeah, that's
right?
The payoff.
Yeah, that's what, on a fly rod, right? You can use conventional, too. I know Harold Davis goes out there on a boat. There's even guys that float tube it out there, too.
That's got to be cold.
Oh,
I just can't imagine. Oh, that sounds so cool.
But the way to do it is with a guy like Nick.
Yeah, totally.
He's got it all dialed.
Oh, yeah. You take a guy that fishes that place every day. I mean, it's the same thing. You go to university. He said he does those instructionals.
Yeah.
And what an awesome thing. Go up and pick, you know, get all of that knowledge from a guy who fishes it every day.
You bet.
And then fish it.
Yeah. And then you get addicted to it.
Yeah.
And then you'll be there all the time.
And then you make the investment in the clothing so you really don't freeze.
Yeah, for sure.
God, just the sound of it. I need to get south. I need to get south just talking
you're
about
going
it.
South tomorrow.
Yeah,
right?
I'm out of here.
Journeyman sport fishing trip.
Yeah, I can't wait to go fish with Captain Russell and the Journeyman down in PV and hopefully catch some big ones. And can't wait, man. Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
Sure. Well,
super excited.
Jump into the phones.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Mike, who's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody. Sorry, Brian, I don't have a question for you, but I have kind of a first-hand report on the surf this week.
I'm interested.
How the weather was so nice, and I took advantage of it. And I actually talked to Bill Varnay and met him at the show, and very personal guy, very nice. I got some few tips from him. So I hit the Boca Chica area on Wednesday and yesterday, and the Corbina are biting out there now. I think it's kind of early, but I was using some lugworms, and I ended up catching 5 Corbina, a little on the small side, but they're out there now, and it's kind of early for them, I believe. But it's kind of an oddity this week. I got my friend out there, and he was fishing near the Dog Beach in the north end of Huntington Beach, a cliff area. And, Rick, this is kind of in your area, but he ended up catching 3 spotted bay bass in the surf.
Bill Varnay, what a super guy he is. He is just a super wealth of knowledge, and learned a lot from him in the Long Beach show. And then you go out and practice it in the surf like that. Pretty awesome. Hey, thanks a lot for the report. Appreciate the call, Mike.
All right. Hell, next up, let's jump back into the phones, talk to Daniel, calling us from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Daniel. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Daniel.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Daniel.
Hey, I have a question for you guys. Can you guys explain a little bit of the difference between a fast-action rod and a regular rod?
I'm going to turn that over to Ricky. He's the tackle guy. I mean, I can, but Rick, you're up.
When they say that a rod is fast, that refers to how quickly the rod stops bending. So, you know, everybody talks about backbone, and the backbone of is the part of the rod, the bottom end closer to the butt that stays stiff, and the top end that bends. And when they say a rod is fast, it means it stops bending quicker. So a rod that bends farther into the rod is more parabolic. And a rod that is faster tapered means it bends less and gets into the backbone or the straight part of the rod quicker.
All right. There you go.
Fast action.
Good answer. There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More questions, more catch reports, all kinds of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalandy.com for more details.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have 3 generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, Dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate. Right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best Major League Baseball coverage is right here.
Deep and very gone. A blast to left field.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know. CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, Metro,
MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
The offshore fishing around San Diego seems to keep getting better every year, and next season should be no exception. The same is true when it comes to Ford trucks. They just keep getting better, too. In fact, the new Ford Super Duty has just been named Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. It's the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. If you've got a big boat to move around, look no further. Super Duty beats the competition hands down in both conventional towing and fifth wheel towing. Plus, the new Super Duty is built with high-strength aluminum alloy body panels that won't rust ever. For folks like us that launch a lot of boats, that's a pretty big deal. Continuous improvements and innovations have made F-Series pickups the best-selling trucks in America for 40 years in a row, ever since disco and 8-tracks cassettes were all the rage. So whether you've got an eye on the built Ford Tough F-150 or you need the extra muscle of the new Ford Super Duty, you'll find what you need at your Ford dealer. Go to buyfordnow.com to learn more, or stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.